any other show. Forget that, yo.
Funny shit always happens to me in the strip club, right? So I'm in the strip club in South Carolina, Club 54, $2 Tuesdays. It's the greatest place in the world, man. So, yo, it's this chick at the bar. Now, from the back, oh, my God, son, she is banging. I'm like, yo, she's bad, man. I'm going to go talk to her. She turns around. She got on an eye patch.
Ooh. You can tell by the pause that's not a good thing either. She got an eye patch.
Like, really? You having a pirate style eye patch, man? Like, it ain't even nothing fashionably cool, dog. It's a straight up head eye patch. I'm like, damn, really? But she's still dope, though. She's still dope. But she got a I got both my eyes type of attitude, though.
He's stupid.
Yo, like, she got a lot of mouth on this shit, right? So I'm like, all right. So first disrespectful thing I did, I asked her how much for that socket, right?
Like, what?
How much is gonna take for me to get in that socket? Basically,
you're stupid.
That's what I asked her, right? She didn't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was an honest question, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know. So she get on stage, she dancing. So she say it's $40 for a lap dance, right? I'm like, nah, I ain't got 40, man. She like, all right, 20. Nah, you know what? I really ain't fucking with 20 either, man. She like, yo, all right, $5, I'll take you on that couch right over there. I'm like, all right, bet, $5. And then I told her I didn't want it. So I walked her all the way down to $5, man, and then told her I didn't want it and left.
This dude is stupid.
Not surprised you walked up out of there.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just, yo, she was so much attitude, man. I just wanted to show her, yo, you really got one eye, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I was kind of hurt because she looked so good from the back and turned around and had that one eye. So I felt, you know what I'm saying, I had to get some payback on my own.
This dude is out of control.
Yeah, that shit's funny, man. Let me see if I got another one. All right, man. Double D. Yo, I don't know if you remember Double D's in the Ville, man.
Yeah.
Alright, we used to go to we was thoroughbreds up there, man. We went to Double D's on like Tuesday afternoons and shit. You ain't supposed to be in no strip club on Tuesday afternoon, man. It's not the A squad, you know what I'm saying? there's really nothing good going on at the strip club on a Tuesday in the afternoon. So you know, we drinking a little bit, you know. It's hot as shit outside. It's summertime. So we're in the club, man, and my dude, he didn't drink too much, and he fall asleep on the table. So we're like, yo, let's take this dude home, come back so we can enjoy ourselves. So we drive from Highway 28, Doug, all the way to the barracks on post. That's far. Real far. He don't want to get out the car. I'm like, yo, nigga, why you ain't say this while we was driving here, nigga? You know why? Because you was asleep with your drunk ass, man. Get the fuck out. He don't want to get out of the car, right? We like, bet, man. Well, we going back. They already say you can't come back in, so I don't know what you're going to do, son. So we go back up there. He ain't get out the car. I rolled up every window tight as a motherfucker, man. And let that son cook his drunk ass. I mean, man, we was in there for a good 3 hours, and he in the car, hot as shit, sleep for 3 hot hours, man.
Wow. So
we come back out, we get in the car, we riding this dude. I'm like, hey, man, I know you've been out here cooking, dog. Don't throw up in my car. If you got to throw up, man, tap me on the shoulder, I'll pull over, stick your head out the window or something, man. So we driving, this motherfucker stick his head out the window. Ain't get nary a drop on the ground.
in the car. Oh,
that shit all over the outside, on the inside and shit, right? So now I'm heated. I'm like, look, man, I'm going to this car wash. You better wash my car. I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass, man. Yeah, I'm not playing, dog. So he washed my car off, man. My shit smelled like puke. All kind of crazy shit, man. But that's all I think about, right? Like, I kind of deserve that, man. Because I had to make that nigga sleep in the car for 3 hours.
Out of control.
Man.
Yeah, why y'all was in the daytime anyway?
Man, then us dudes, like, Saturday. No, it's not a Tuesday, but I think we was off work or something.
Oh, no. Was you in the military then?
Yeah.
Man, the Waynesville military cats, man.
Bad business, dog. Serious. A lot of dumb shit, man.
That, you know what, I didn't have a decisions, but, you know, I thought of one right before the show began, and I think I want to go ahead and break it out. So, past few weeks, we've been doing a decisions joint. I asked you, like, what would you do if the zombies attack? You know, would you save your moms? I asked you, the girl with the messed up laugh. Last week, it was, if your homeboy happened to be suspect. What'd you do? So I'm gonna take it back to a dating situation. And what would you do if on your first date you was out with your girl and you had a bad pocket of gas? And it was either you fart in front of her and it's just like the worst fart ever, or you just hold it and you suffer the whole time through that date. What do you do?
You at a restaurant or in the car?
Hey, you talking about everywhere. We talking about you just picked her up and your stomach just went.
Yeah. Man, I'll let it out, so if she stay with me, I know it's real, dog.
Yo, straight music, my nigga. I've done that before. Like, yeah, like I held it in so long, man, that I thought I was gonna die with her. Like, yo, we at her house, chilling on the couch, man, and yo, I got a fart so bad. I'm like, yo, we just started kicking it, man. I can't bust out the nasty shit this early. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I held that shit. I'm gonna say I held it for at least a good 6 hours, yo. Yo, talk about, yo, the rest of the night is over. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, as soon as I leave here, dog, I'm going somewhere and it is going down. Like, yo. Yo, if you hold a fart long enough, it turn into some shit.
man had no personality. He ain't trying to laugh. He ain't trying to snicker. He ain't trying to be nothing.
This was a real situation, dog. Like, yo, that shit. Yo, twice. Well, no, okay. One time it was, you know what I'm saying, the fart turned into shit. The second time, man, it was, my dick was so hard. wasn't nothing going there. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nothing cracking up in that bitch, man. Dog. Yo, when they say after 4 hours you call a doctor, nigga, they mean that shit. No, that shit hurt, man. Like, man.
You popped a Viagra?
No. It was just that hard, yo. She was fucking with me so much. My shit was that hard for that long, man. Like, yo, like, it crossed my mind, like, yo, I need to go in the bathroom and jack off, man. That's funny? I mean, y'all laughing a lot, though. What I'm saying.
Because after that situation, I'm gonna joke. You just mad, just this.
if you knew, you weren't able to do nothing, man. I can't believe this shit.
I can't forgive you for this shit.
He said, "I can't believe."
Yo, oh, he got so long. Stomach hurt. What kind of shit is that, man?
No, I ain't gonna give the whole story, but I had some crap happen like that, man. And when she left, I went and laid on the couch. I had to take Pepto Bismol because nothing was helping. I'm curled up in the ball. Oh man.
Yeah, man, that shit. That shit ain't cool, man. Ladies, that is not cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't have me like that, man. Shit is cool.
Man, what up with anybody watch the preseason?
Yeah, man.
What's up with Michael Vick, Mr. Glass, man?
Nah, man. That dude got banged up, man. Like, damn, B. I can't even get a full preseason out this dude.
Yo, the dude need to work on the line and need to work on him just taking a knee, man. Go down.
Like, let go of that ball, man. Stop trying to look, man. The average quarterback, no, you ain't going to make every play. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to just throw that bitch away, man. Stop them big 800-pound motherfuckers from tackling your ass, man. You got to let that ball go.
Yeah, this dude be trying to do too much, man.
Hell yeah.
Yesterday, that dude ran 20 yards back and still got banged like that.
Damn, dog.
Your boy Luck, man, he looking like the real deal, dog.
He looking nice. He looking nice.
He looking all right, man. But let's talk about them there Cowboys, though.
Man, we can't stay healthy, but that defense looks serious.
Didn't y'all lose that game?
What? Come on, man. Why you playing around? You know the starters go out at halftime. When them starters is in, them three pro bowlers we got that backfield.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Yeah,
but that O line, man, is a problem.
Yeah.
And then what's up with the receivers? Can't nobody stay healthy, and they gave up Laurent Robinson.
Yo, a lot of people got hurt, man. A lot of people got hurt.
We lost both. We got both receivers hurt and a tight end.
Hey, yo, what you think about T.O., man?
Yo, why T.O. dropped that bomb, man? He back to his old ways, man.
Yeah. Yo, but all right. Nah, go ahead, Katie.
I was about to say, all he wanted was a chance to be on a team. That's it. He can do all that talking, sweet talking to get on a team, all he won't. Yeah. They was hyping him up. I can't believe he's 38 years old. He's still moving like that? Of course.
Yeah. Yo, that's the thing, though, right? Like, they were like, he's too old. The other cats is too fast. He ain't going to be able to get open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga got open. You know what I'm saying? In my book, that's a win. It's preseason. Don't nobody care about that shit, really. The nigga got open, man, so therefore he can still play. Now, them Butterfingers, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other subject. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga got open, so check that box. You know what I'm saying? Now just work on this nigga's grippers, dog, and he'll be all right.
I remember that dude used to drop crucial touchdowns and big plays in Dallas, man.
Oh, but Randy dropped one, too. Randy dropped one. Goddamn, Chad couldn't catch a cold and shit.
And Chad just had it bad after that, though. He dropped that pass, and it just went straight downhill.
It's a head button.
Yeah. Hey, man. All right. Check it out, right? Yeah, we have to talk about this. Hey, look, I don't know if you ever tried to headbutt somebody while you're driving a car, right?
That take a lot of effort.
Well, nigga, that shit is impossible, B. That shit is impossible. I'm like, yo, if he really, really did that, dog, she deserved that headbutt, man. Yo, he really worked for that one. You know what I'm saying?
What's so funny is how fast that shit blew up. Ocho, that hoe.
Yo, god damn, dog. Yo, hey, if your girl acting up, nigga, Ocho, that hoe, nigga. Headbutt that bitch, nigga. What? Hey, we doing that now? We headbutting bitches?
You can't even play around no more. Stop playing for a headbutt your ass. All right, oh. I don't even want to play no more.
This nigga serious. This nigga headbutt.
He really said he's threatening to headbutt me. I'm done.
Like, yo, man, Chad, bruh.
Did y'all see him get cut?
Nah, man, I refuse to watch that, man, because that looked like that shit was sad.
Nah, man, but he still kept the coonery alive, man. How many people goes to get cut with a t-shirt on that says, what did it say? Young and Reckless. And got a big old dude with a face mask on. Like, dog. So you go into you basically just telling the coach right there, dog, it don't matter what I do. I'm still young, wild, and reckless, homie.
I'm still going to be Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, you're going to be Ocho Cinco without a job, nigga.
Like, it would have been funny if the coach would have pointed that out. Like, just today, we have a meeting, and look how you come in here. Young and reckless. That's what you are, and you're out of here.
Man, I mean, yo, I'm kind of skeptical of the whole domestic violence thing, man, because every chick knows if you call the cops and say this dude hit you, they coming to get him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it could have been some accidental shit, seeing how hard it is to headbutt somebody in a car. But the look, man, you was already wrong when you married a chick.
Yeah.
Yo, she's a fame hungry. I don't even know what to call him. I'm going to say an unstable creature. You know what I'm saying? Because, dog, man. Really? And all right, now they say that he breaking the restraining order and shit, or the no contact order.
Oh, my goodness.
And confessing how much he love her and all this shit, right? Now, a while ago, she was on Candy's web show talking about she lick ass and shit, right?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Now she say she lick booties, and now you acting like this. Make me think she done licked your ass, Chad. She done got you fucked up in the head, man. You breaking no contact orders and shit, man. I ain't never loved nobody the way I love you. Yeah, she licking your butt, dog.
Yo, then why this dude got condoms and a condom receipt on him?
Ew, who gets paperwork for condoms?
Like, who does that? I'm gonna just keep this in the whip.
Yeah, come, yo, that's just suspect, man. I'm telling you, man. Nobody's that. Well, yeah, some niggas is that dumb.
Yeah,
but damn, man,
it just seemed like too much of a setup.
Yeah, man, that shit just don't make no sense, man. Goddamn, Chad.
And then I got some more evidence the world is going nowhere in life. 2 Chainz, based on a true story, debuted at number one on Billboard.
Oh, God.
There's no hope for us.
Yeah, man. No, there is hope, man.
There is hope.
The Black Hippies and Slaughterhouse, man.
Man, I'm not really feeling that. Like, their beats are not doing it, man.
Which one? Slaughterhouse's beats?
Yeah. When they first started, when they first got formed, the beats was cold. Like, the first album, they was killing it. And now it's like they don't even care about their beat selection no more.
Because it's not about the beats. It's about lyrical content, man.
Duh, but you got it. You can't just don't care about the beat and just because you could rap dope, man. Nobody trying to hear no trash beat. I like beats.
I'm saying, you like beats. I like lyrical content, man. You could rap over some cricket shit as long as you saying something dope. Nigga, I'm listening to that shit.
Yeah, but it's only like eight people like that.
Okay. Well, all right, check it out. If all these niggas rapping now got high beats and ain't talking about shit, but you don't like it.
Yeah, but it's still, but it's the majority love it. So if like Nas through.
I'm talking about you.
All right, we can put Nas out there. Nas got nice beats, so Nas now is up on the Billboard. Nas been had nice beats.
Brown,
you crazy?
Pull that stop.
I tell you, man, some of them beats, I'm like, man, who? Why did you pick this one? But the lyrical content is still dope.
Yeah, but the majority of Nas's beats is nice, and that's why he is where he is. The rest of these cats with the nice flow is over these trash beats.
So you like 2 Chainz?
No. But I'm saying, if you want the lyrical content rappers to be on the radio, you're gonna have to step your beat game up.
Oh, I don't need. I do not listen to the radio, man. The radio is trash.
Exactly.
I will download your CD and fuck with it like that, man. I'm not listening to the radio because the radio, man. Like music right now, dog, is ridiculous, man. Like, is nothing good about it. Even beat wise, man. Like, I gotta hear your stupid ass rap over this dope ass beat. I don't want to hear that shit.
I need Slaughterhouse to get some beats, man. Or that album gonna go double wood. I'm telling you.
The new one that just came out, man, that shit is dope to me.
You heard the new album?
They just dropped the Gangsta Grills.
Oh, that mixtape? I didn't really like that either.
The On the House joint?
Yeah. That could have stayed on the house.
That shit is dope.
No, it's not, man.
Is, man, the lyrical content is dope, man. I don't need a beat, man. Fuck a beat.
And then why was Joe Budden not on half the tracks?
Because Joe Budden be on Twitter all the time.
I heard a few recycled verses in there too.
Yeah, but hey, that's mixtape shit.
Man, I know some Kendrick Lamar mixtapes sound like and Big Crit mixtapes sound like an album.
Yeah, them niggas is dope though. You know what I'm saying? But that's lyrical content though.
Hey man, all I'm saying is House Gang, they need to step it up, man. That first album was tight. The Lyrical Warriors, all them beats was cold.
Yeah, they need to. Something need to happen. We need to find a balance somewhere because it's not hitting. Like I listened to what was it? I listened to Trey Songz joint today. Disappointed.
Damn.
Well, he probably rapping more than he's singing. Is
nah? What? He did a whole. He you know, I've been, you know, Trey Songz been somebody I've respected as an R&B artist since he first dropped way back with Just Gotta Make It, you know.
Yeah.
And I seen his progression over time, so I'm like, okay, you know, every album he getting a little deeper. I think he gonna set up and take the throne from R. Kelly, especially after the last two joints drop. And R. Kelly, you know, he making these, you know, 50s throwback albums now. Whatever he doing, I have no clue. But I'm thinking Trey Songz getting ready to step up and everything and take over the game. And then Chapter 5 drop, and I'm listening to it, and I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting on that one track to come on and say, okay, boom, this is when he getting ready, you know, take over this album. And it never happens. It never happens. It's like a whole bunch of club joints. And
that's what I'm saying. That's what they're doing now. R&B dead.
Chris Brown did that. Thanks, Chris Brown.
And then that, man, Jamie Foxx album, it's basically a hip-hop album.
That last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that one either. Trash.
Me neither.
That was trash. That, I don't get what everybody's blowing up over this whole Rick Ross album, because there was a handful. It sounded like that Self-Made Part 2.
Man, Rick Ross album is all his albums. They all the same.
And, who else I was listening to?
Rick. You talking about William Roberts?
Yeah, William Roberts. All the same beats with the same Meek Mill screaming over the same verses, and now Wale turned into Meek Mill wannabe.
I'm tired of this shit, man. Yo, fuck it. No, oh, these niggas, man.
DJ Khaled, his joint dropped. Trash.
Yeah, man.
I just listened to 15 songs of him screaming his name. I'm like, dude, we know who you are. You've been the same dude screaming the same name, the same.
Nigga, you fucking Mike Jones now, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
And then who else? Busta Rhymes joint. He dropped his Year of the Dragon joint for free on Google.
Did he?
Yes. Absolutely Damn. Free. The whole joint free on Google. It sound like every Busta Rhymes album that Busta Rhymes has ever made before this one. Nothing different. I'm not impressed.
Damn, man.
Not impressed. It sound like the same. You know, he talked about that end of the world stuff he was talking about way back with Extinction Level Event and all that stuff. It's Damn. The same stuff. He's still talking about Spliff. Spliff still ain't had no album come out. I'm like, man.
He dropped a free album with Cash Money?
Yes.
Oh, man, they probably dropped him already.
Dog, go
why
to
you. Why are you signing the Cash Money anyway?
I have no clue.
What beats he got on there?
Dude, go listen to Extinction Level Event. Go listen. It's the same beats. It's the same stuff. I'm like, dude, what happened? What happened? I mean, he got one joint. I thought M.O.P. was getting ready to come up there, and all they do is scream the whole time. Yo, I was like, all right, no M.O.P. on this one.
Yeah. Man, I got to hear this, man.
Dog, I will put it on Dropbox for you. Since
I'm listening to it now.
That stuff is garbage.
Ain't shit popping right now, man.
I mean, honestly, the only things I've been listening to recently a lot of has been mixtapes. In all honesty, and what was it? I got put on to they said BJ the Chicago Kid, The Weeknd. There's some other cats that's getting ready to drop soon. I can't think of their name right now. I gotta go back to my notes and whatnot. But it's some R&B cats that's trying to drop some stuff now that's been pretty decent. That Frank, in all honesty, Frank Ocean, the Nostalgia Ultra has really been the only thing I've been listening to a lot of recently.
Yeah.
That Hit Boy, he had a mixtape drop that was tight called Hit Story. What's the other joint that dropped? That John Connor, While You Were Sleeping, Sci High the Prince's Ivy League, and some of his older joints too. And then Lloyd Banks V6. And that's pretty much it. Damn. Anything new been dropping? I've really been like, eh. Like, yeah. It took a while for Usher's last joint to grow on me.
Nah, I was doing like White Owl and all the mixtape and shit. I was doing that. Then I was like, man, you know what? Fuck this, man. I started listening to Al Green, nigga.
Yeah, man. Cats be going out now and they be like, oh, man, this stuff hot. Like, I didn't even give 2 Chainz a second thought when I figured out who he was. Because, you know, Titty Boy to 2 Chainz. I was like, oh, that's the same garbage dude that was on whatever he was when he was with DTP.
Player
Titty Boy.
There you go. I was like, oh, that's that dude? Yeah, he's not. No.
He was in Player Circle?
Yeah. It was him and
the other dude.
Oh, boy.
I think it was Titty Boy and Dollar Boy, and they made up Player Circle.
Dollar Boy.
I don't know. I ain't paid attention. Because they had that one joint that, go ahead and get the brown, whatever Lil Wayne was talking about.
That brown paper bag, boy?
Oh, that brown. Yeah.
You know, ain't that brown paper bag, boy?
I hate that shit, man. I hate all that shit. Like, somebody knew I do fuck with, man. Is Fred the God's son, man. I like that dude.
I think I'm trying to think.
Fred the God's son?
Yeah.
And it better not be whack, dog.
He's good. Yeah, man. Like, yo, he funny looking, man. That's why I think he can rap good.
Fred. Oh, this big dude.
Yeah, I told you he funny looking, man, but yo, that nigga dope.
Person I think who got it right now is Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
He killing everybody.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. In that Cypher shit, man, I wasn't feeling that shit.
Cause, man, he only trying to write for his albums, not for no BET.
Who goes on BET to do anything successful anyway?
Famous people.
Two J's.
people who make it, man.
Fred the Godson.
Man, he looked like a
like a milk dud.
He looked like a what's it called? That exiled member of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No, he don't. What the?
Man. That nigga flesh and bone and picked up some weight.
That man got on an Adidas tracksuit from 1988 when Run DMC was doing it. This picture I'm looking at. Then he got this big old chain. This Flavor Flav chain.
Hey, y'all see what Charlamagne almost got hit by that car trying to run from that? When he got that two piece?
Yeah, from Goons. Nigga.
Yeah, that job was funny, dog. He almost ran into a car.
Hell yeah. Yo, you hear that shit? Marlon Wayne said that nigga like a bruised eggplant, man.
Why he got that paint under his eyes, though, man?
Oh, man, I don't know what's wrong with that boy, man. Yo, that motherfucker, yo, he be roasting people, though, man.
Right on the radio with them sitting there.
Yo, in they face, yo. I be like, man, you gonna catch the wrong one day, man.
Yo, Nelly shut him up, though. You see when Nelly was, look up the one when Nelly was on there. Because he was warming up to go in.
Yeah.
But Nelly wasn't having it. Like, you could tell. Like, he was like, oh, really? Uh-huh, oh, for yeah, real? Yeah, you see that? And then, like, the rest of the interview, he was just quiet. Like,
sitting in silence, man. Like,
yeah, he sits. And Angela Lee kept, like, getting on him, like trying to throw them slick jazz. I'm like, hey, you kind of quiet over there, huh?
Yeah. Oh! Ooh, I just saw this two-piece he just caught.
You see how it was right? He tried to run, get on the phone, and the boy
hit one time to stick to it.
You know what I'm saying? You can't duck, move, roll, get on the phone, this shit, man. Nah, man.
He didn't know what to do.
Man. Alright, let me look up this one with Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly was playing with that boy, man.
Nelly a big dude.
He was like, it ain't gonna be no jokes today.
You know what I'm saying? You can stop all that shit. Yo, like, he made Lil Mama cry up in there and shit.
She was crying in the studio?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she deserved it anyway.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't have ran. When she ran up on stage, yo, that picture they got where you could, like, throw Lil Mama in any situation.
Yeah.
this dude had Lil Mama on a boat with some man. That was so funny, dog. And they be going in on, like, Funkmaster Flex and them.
Oh, they be going, man, back, yo, and they forth. Hate them niggas, man.
Yeah.
Yo, but yo, Flex, man, have you ever listened to one of the interviews?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I have.
All right, yo, when that shit happened with Brandy Little Brother and Fabulous, right?
Uh-huh.
50 Cent called the station and was telling this nigga what happened. But he would not shut the fuck up long enough for this nigga to finish his sentence. Like, he would ask him a question and 50 start answering that shit, and then he would ask him the same question in another way. I'm like, yo, man, shut the fuck up, yo. Like, damn. This nigga tell the story, man. But you keep talking.
I like his rants when he be dropping them bombs.
Yeah, man, he just be going all over the place, man.
Yo, that dude be cracking me up. Nothing moves in New York without going through me.
Hold on.
What you mean, hold on? This is
no, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about this joint.
What you mean, hold on, man?
Hold on. Is that a phone call?
Ah, Lord. Oh my God! They be tripping on this show, man. They be tripping. Yeah, he took that two piece though. That mess is so funny.
Hell yeah! Hey man, I'm looking at the list right, and this shit kind of fucked me up. What was that rap battle shit about?
You ain't saying nothing to me. Me and my penis is kind of small, but it's small enough to get inside and dent your pussy walls. My penis is kind of small. 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 You just mad because you came in the room seeing me fucking your dad. Fucking your dad. Fucking your dad. It's okay. Wait a
second.
Listen, understand. I'll fuck anything.
Whoa!
Yes, it is true. I fucked your moms, I fucked your dad, and now I'm out here fucking you.
You already admitted on camera that you're gay. What the fuck you gonna try to do to me?
Shut the fuck up before I punch you in the titty. You not a chick, you got a motherfucking dick, motherfucker.
I think what happened was Kat kind of yelled out loud when I came with that once punchline. I said, when she called me a fag, I said, yeah, I'm a fag. I said, yes, all right, it's cool, I'm a fag. You just mad because you came in the room and saw me fucking your dad, right? And then I said, yeah, it's true, I'd do anything for money. I said, yeah, it's cool, I'll do anything for money, that's true. I fucked your moms, I fucked your pops, and now I'm out here fucking you. So nobody was listening to what I was...
Is this a joke, son? Like...
Yo, the chick's face had me dying.
Yeah. She said, what?
Yeah. Nah, yo, but the fact that he said that old ill shit and then tried to justify it later, I'm like, nah, B, what? Not that shit, dog. That was
what are
just...
you doing?
He tried to explain it. Well, you know, because...
The reason I said that I am gay. Like...
He was like, well, first I said I was hitting her moms, and then I said I was hitting her dad. And I was like, you're not helping your case out at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not only is other people listening to you, they're recording this shit. Yo, that's like that prison shit, I ain't gay. Now, the nigga got be fucking in his ass. Now, he gay. No, no, man. That's all gay all the way around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's all inclusive.
Yo, the best thing he could have did was just ran. Just bust out in the sprint. Yeah.
Like, and yo, your shit wasn't even dope because what she was saying didn't even matter. Ain't nobody even care about that shit. It was just you was just burying yourself with the shit you're saying.
Yeah. He tried to pull an M and 8 Mile a completely wrong way.
Come on, dog.
That shit was horrible.
Jeez, man. Hey, man. Speaking of that, at what point are you too old to throw the middle finger up in your pictures?
Rock. Well, I was fit that Wonder Rhyme of shit. Me and my conglomerate shall remain anonymous. Caught up in the finest shit. Live out my dreams until my heart get fouled and what we crave. You know exactly what this shit's about. Fuck y'all mean. Handling this as a team, I dish out like the point guard of your favorite team. Without doubt, my life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mind was fine till the dough hit it and told me that the mold did it. And now it's kosher shit, it's so acidic. I blow a digit on the diamond in a minute, but no bitches. Watch how I'm walking, cause even the thoroughest niggas be knocking, trying to strike a bargain, hoping that they might get pardoned. Shit, I'm involved, got me pins and needles. And my cerebral beats the wickedest evil thoughts that this water feed you. Be facts in the game so deep, fiends can catch a freeze off my kneecap. Can y'all believe that? Got the city drinking Chris Styles, we up the feet. Rappers going broke, trying to keep up with me. My rise the riches, surprise the bitches, think harder. You know this nigga, Jay-Z, Sean Carter. GS the fuck up, GS the fuck up. Watch me shine like a Breitling, he gets the fuck up. All rhymers forget it, like Alzheimer's. Small timers, I said it. I'm addressing all drama. Talk to me. So sick of niggas. I want money like Cosby, who wouldn't? It's this kind of talk that make me think you probably ain't got no pudding. Niggas got them kind of dreams from jail. You in the streets, nigga, make your moves, get your mail. Niggas are coasting the SL, but can't post bail. Niggas are roast the L, but scared to throw your toast. Well, I'm here to tell niggas it ain't all swell. It's heaven, then it's hell, niggas. One day you're cruising in your seven, next day you're sweating, forgetting your lies. Alibis ain't matching up, bullshit catching up. Here with the Rico, they repo your vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago. About to start bitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive your weak ass, hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake they ass and bars, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers, East Coast bodyers, West Coast cap pillars. Little monkey niggas turn gorillas, stopped in the station, filled up on octane, and now they're not sane and not playing. That goes without saying, slaying day in and day out with money playing, then they play you out. Trying to escape my own mind, lurking the enemy, representing infinity with presidencies, you know.
It's every old president's to represent me. 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 I'm not the president's to represent me.
Stupid. No, man, I'm serious, man. I'm tired of seeing pictures and motherfuckers flipping me off, nigga. Why? I didn't do that.
What point?
Yo, like, go, just go in your mental Rolodex of some pictures and, like, yeah, yeah, and they got the middle finger up. For what? Nigga, you're 40.
I'm saying,
man, what are you pissed off at?
I'm saying 26, man. You gotta hang it up.
No, man. It's before that, man.
Yo, I'm saying you, like 20.
You know what I'm saying? I give you 21, man. After that, stop doing that shit, man. That shit ain't cute, dog. That shit is dumb. Yeah. Niggas got a middle finger up. Yeah, nigga. Why? For what? Why are you so angry, dog? That shit don't make no sense, man.
Should go with the Anthony Davis picture face. I mean, they had the same picture face since 94. Every picture I see of this cat, it's the same face.
Only thing that changed, yo, is he turned his head either one way or
or his outfit.
You know what I'm saying? That's it, man.
I never forget when we went down to Miami. That dude, remember we were sitting down there, and he had the two cold girls he was taking pictures with. What'd he do? Meme mug, right? They smiling. I'm talking about cheating extra hard. Anthony got that Anthony Davis picture face.
Yeah, that picture funny, dog.
Ice grilling, dog.
Ice grilling. Two chicks with the stupidest cheese on their face.
The ice grill. Yo, I ain't seen the dude smile at the pictures. He was like,
oh, man.
Yo, I got the dumbest Facebook post of the day, though.
All right.
This guy says, it's a dude, right? Asking a question. So it says, if you're dating for almost 2 months, but nothing was said, if it was exclusive, but in your mind, in the way they act towards you, you think it is. And all of a sudden, you find out that person is dating someone else, and you already developed feelings for that person. What do you do, in capital letters? What do you do?
Kill yourself.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
You hey. Really gotta ask what to do?
You go to the kitchen. You pour some bleach. You take some ice. You put some alcohol in it. You shake it up real good.
You drink all of it.
And then you go to the tallest building you can find. And you jump off just in case the bleach don't do its job.
You know what I'm saying? Yo. Alright. The way he was saying that you're dating a person, right? We can already tell that he gay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody says that.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you're extra sensitive about this shit means that you're extra gay with it, too. So, you already got enough problems, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't post this on Facebook. Like, yo, and he posted as a serious question. Like, nigga, this happens all the time. And right. I really need some help about this shit, man. Like, stop, man.
One of these days, we're going to get people to stay off these social websites posting stupid business like that.
Oh, it's never going to happen.
Hey, dude, first dude said, she ain't for you, bro. She ain't for you, bro.
Hey, man, don't help in this stupidness.
Somebody put shoot her in the fizzace.
Oh,
they ain't trying to get people killed on Facebook.
Y'all justifying this dumb shit, man.
Yo, he got like 23 comments, man.
Ah, damn.
And then, man, you know, you always got that one person on Facebook who writes a whole encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Chapter.
Yeah.
Psychologist paper.
Just remember that when you try and leave because of your insecurities first, this is where things went down. You need to look at the bigger picture. Shut up! Who are you? Yo, this dude went on for hours.
I don't need the it's gonna be okay speech, man.
Like, know what you should do? Plain and simple. Ocho that.
Oh, hold up. No, son. It's his homeboy. Hold up, it's his homeboy, and he put the... Oh, this is getting good. Yo, the dude he was talking about came in here and tagged the chick he was talking about.
Oh.
Hello, it says, every time that we were together, I gave you all of me, but never once did you say that you wanted to be exclusive.
That's what the chick said?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So before you go talking and acting like the victim here, you should have first given me the opportunity to talk to you and get through this.
Oh, show that hoe.
There it is.
Oh, and then she asked the chick who said, shoot her in the face. Shoot me in the face? Flip me off? Do what you have to do, but you know the truth. And at the end of the day, I hope you aren't embarrassed for yourself. Because I'm a great person and you are the one losing.
Ooh, got him, coach.
Damn, yo. That's bad business, man. Hey, man, who answers those?
Who answers those?
Yo, who answers Facebook's posts, man? Like, like, all this shit is rhetorical, man. I really didn't need your input about it, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Don't make no sense. It's the world we live in, man. Hey, but yo, where did the extra sensitive guy come from?
Drake.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Drake made it okay to be.
I think they always been there. I just think Drake made it more accessible.
Yo, when did the metrosexual shit start?
Lil Wayne.
What's it?
Did you see this picture?
No.
It's a picture of a white dude on a like a Harley Davidson, and he got a shirt on.
Oh yeah, that shit on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Dang.
Yeah, I hope that's Photoshop, because.
It looked
dude,
like it.
That dude's not alive if he's in the wrong area, man.
Yeah, that's Photoshop. Because ain't nobody that crazy.
Yeah.
Especially on the way this street is packed.
Yeah. Hey, yo, but like, yo, that metrosexual shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what is the definition of that?
A dude, will you be like, is he gay? He might be gay.
Alright, I mean, yo, this chick called me metrosexual. She said, because every time she seen me, I was neat and smelled good. I was like, really? That makes me metrosexual? Like, I know that females like a nigga that look good to smell good, so that's why I do it. That don't make me metrosexual, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
my definition of metrosexual is that manicure pedicure dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey homie, let's go get some facials, nigga. What? I remember I went to a football game in Dallas, man, and we got a hotel and shit. So we was in there, you know, taking showers before we go and shit. And the dude, like, he shaved his chest and all kind of shit, right? I was like, really? You do that? Like, yeah, man. I'm like, okay. Like, you don't? I'm like, fuck no. He's like, man, you don't manscape? The fact that you said that to me makes me want to punch in the face. You know what
I'm saying? With a straight face.
You know what I'm saying? But is that what we're doing now?
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that manscape, yo, don't make up shit to hide your gayness. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, that's not cool, man.
Wow.
I'm glad I don't look like Harry and the Hendersons, though, or I'd be over there manscaping.
Man. I'm so disappointed in you.
Yo, I'm not coming out the house with my shirt. They be like, yo, dog, you got an air conditioner under your shirt? No, that's my hair holding my shirt out like that.
Hey, man. The shit's only bad in the summertime. At winter, you know what I'm saying? You got that fur tank top on. You cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's fur tank top.
Oh. Look, man, men are supposed to be hairy, dog. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Man, luckily I wasn't born with it, man. I ain't got a manscape.
Yeah, you one of them? You one of them hairless chihuahuas and shit?
No, I just got it's real light.
You peach fuzzing it over there? Man.
Yeah,
yo, you ain't hit puberty yet, homie. What's
I
up?
I got the peach fuzz on the chest, man. I don't need a I don't need a pick.
The hamburger meat fried up, nigga.
Yeah, I'm glad I ain't got that, dog.
Man.
Yo, y'all be getting pedicures and shit, man.
Yeah, right, man. I'm scared that joint might, cause they be, man, I be seeing them do that to chicks. They be pushing back the cuticles, and man, anybody touching my hands, dog.
Yo, first of all, I don't want nobody touching my hands and feet anyway.
I just put lotion on, dog. I mean, what more do you need than lotion?
This is, I don't think black dudes should be wearing flip flops or sandals or anything anyway. That's just my standpoint from it. My mama couldn't get me in flip flops and sandals when I was young, and my wife can't do it now, so.
Yeah, be
easy, son. Look, man, you ain't supposed to wear flip flops everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog, stop that shit, man. Look, the pool, the beach, and the shower, son. That's it. Look, man, I wear Tims, you know what I'm saying? When I used to go to the club, I wear Tims all the time. If I see a dude with some flip-flops on, yo, you best believe, son, I'm mashing this shit out. Look, man, you got on a button-up shirt, some jeans, and some fucking flip-flops, man. You deserve your feet stepped on, dog. Stop that, man. Like, girl, yo, females, man, be wearing flip-flops to the club. Stop that shit, man. That's not cool. I seen some people yesterday, man. I'm going to say I seen like 20 people. All of them had on flip-flops.
20.
Yo, man, stop.
Yo, I hate the chicks who wear the white flip-flops and the inside is dirty.
Dirty. Yo, man.
You know flip flops don't cost nothing but like $2.50. Throw them flip flops out and get you another.
Yo, and another thing, man, is Crocs. Stop wearing them. Look, man, I seen a dude, man. Dude was G'd up, man. Had on nice little shirt, nice pair of jeans, and some motherfucking Crocs. Look here, man. You put that much effort in your outfit, nigga. Why you got these goddamn Crocs on?
I'm serious. It's certain times I wear my Crocs. I'm gonna go ahead and put that. I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there now because I'm not as comfortable. But it's like when I'm in that shit. I just gotta go down the street and pick up some milk from Walmart.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, you out stuck. At the club, you fucking Crocs on and shit. Man, stop that shit, Aki.
Stupid, man.
Yeah, I was dying.
Yeah, for rest, it was funny. And it was, I wear Crocs. Yeah, but like, no, nah, I mean, all right, you ever seen a chick with some flip flops on and her jeans is too long?
Yeah.
She be scrubbing them motherfuckers, man. I be like, yo, man, you don't feel that? Like, yo, I hate when my sweatpants come down under my feet, man. I'm like, how you walk around all day like that, man? I can't do it, man. I mean, but I'm just a different person, man. I still don't understand thongs. You gonna walk around all day with something in your ass? That gotta be uncomfortable, man.
Man, we gotta wrap this up, man. It's going on about 4 hours.
We on a marathon session.
Yeah, let me get this rundown now. Yo, I need y'all to hit the voicemail. You know what I'm saying? 718-577-1508. Leave a message.
Is she talking to me?
to the people, man. (laughs) 718-577-1508. Hit us up at Twitter at Forget That Yo. You can leave us an email. You got some stories or something you want us to talk about at ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. Hit the iTunes 5-star reviews. Stop being lazy. It takes 5 seconds. And that's it, man. The Black Hoff. Y'all got something?
Yo, check it. This your boy KD. Like I said, chicken too tasty. Don't forget that. But yo, check out, I got hits coming. New hits. I'm going to preview them on the next show called Ocho That Ho. And my other joint, My Chick Bad, Looking Like a Bag of Funyuns.
Oh. You
know. We previewing those next time on the show, so stay tuned. This your boy KD. I'm out.
Right, yo, it's your boy Stone. You know, I do what I do, man. Y'all need to do what y'all can. You know what it is.
And on that note, peace.
Yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bell money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS's, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the Lex Luger, tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter, niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming, through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running. Y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
I'm taking off this time, yeah. To give you what? Peace of my mind.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are? Baby, one
bam.
Day you'll be bam. A star bam.
That scene out of state where I drop my sling. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, it's right. You better learn why I play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got extensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wine to spit vent, this flows, but y'all don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cause you can't knock the hush.
But until the late night, I'm the one who's crazy. Cause that's the way you're making it be.
She can't knock the hush.
Y'all niggas lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew. Something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Auto off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me? Got the US Open, advantage jigger, served like Sampras. Play fake, rappers like a campus, the Tigra. Son, you're too eager, you ain't having it? Good, me either. Let's get together and make this whole world believe us, huh? At my arraignment, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment. Until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing. Can't knock the way your nigga eating, fuck you even.
I'm taking out this time.
Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all gotta